What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Vile Files. I'm your host, Nick. This is The Vile Files. Amanda, Allie. Well, we're gonna get right into it because this is part two of the Bachelorette Men's Bios with Elise Guilfoyle. Now, if you are, for some reason, I don't know why you wouldn't have, but if you didn't listen to last Tuesday's freestyle, go back and listen to it. It's fun. It's great. And at the end of that episode, we started the Bachelorette Men's Bios, the first four. So you don't want to miss those. I feel like that was some really good material. And then go back and check this out. So we literally just pick it back up from where we left it off the last episode. Next week, the Bachelorette premieres.
Big day.
Big day.
Big day.
Let's get to the bios. Elise, good to be back with you.
Hello.
Let's just keep going. I feel like we really started off strong last week, and we're wearing the same clothes. It's great.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
This is just kind of my one fit. When you find what works, it works. You know what I'm saying?
So like a uniform. Mm-hmm. We're just going to get right into it. We have so many more to go. Mm-hmm. Colin.
Colin is giving me Van Heusen catalog. And not in a good way. Not that there would be a good way for that, but
the quarter zip.
Well, he is from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so classic standard Midwest. I mean, I've been guilty of this look. It's definitely Banana Republic.
He looks like someone I would get really aggressive with at a bar.
Yeah.
Like I would.
You would?
Yes. I've been told that's the one reason I would get put in jail.
What do you mean aggressive?
Like you're
fighting about politics with him at the bar?
Or just like if he's fucking egotistical or if he was like trying to make a move on another woman, I think I would insert myself.
Seems like he'd be kind of nice, maybe, no?
Yeah, I'm giving like
almost Connor B vibes.
Yeah.
From
what?
Katie
I think
season.
If he's flawed, it's in a nice guy way.
He's flawed, I think he might lack the confidence that Chris might have too much of.
He would be at like a Christmas party that my mom hosted, and like he's just because he is also 36. It's like, okay, what's going on?
Well, let's just read his bio. Maybe we have more to find out. Maybe we're guessing too early.
Colin lives for the thrill of experience. Travel is his thing, and he hopes to find someone who wants to experience everything the world has to offer right alongside him.
Well, he hopes. That's a good sign.
Watch out, though. He says that the perfect woman is self-aware, courteous, and fun. She should have a good head on her shoulders, appreciate romantic gestures, and, of course, be up for adventure. Colin is not looking to be the passenger on someone else's train and wants to find a connection that is truly a partnership. For Colin, life is about creating long-lasting memories, and really, who could ask for anything more?
He uses metaphors in his arguments with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Fun facts, Colin would love to visit the International Space Station. Cheers. And
he mansplains a lot.
people who chew with their mouth open make Colin cringe.
Not a hot take, Colin.
It's like we all love that. Like, I'm confused. And then this is what I highlighted. Colin was the founding member of his high school's breakdancing club, which to me gives like the sweaty guy at middle school dance energy. But I don't know what kind of school, like if it was a hit with the ladies.
Connor
or
B, I'm
if
telling
it was,
you, Connor
you
B
know.
Fans. He'll break dance, fight anyone.
What if he's really bad at breakdancing, though?
Here's my thing, though. What if he's a Michael A energy?
Is that the
dad? Who's the
hot widow? Oh, hot widow dad.
He's not giving me that energy. That he seems like he would be nice, like banker. You know, I could see him like ordering, which I don't hate. Maybe an Aperol spritz for the evening.
I guess the big question: if Colin wrote, "I'm not looking to be the passenger on someone else's train and wants to find a connection that is a truly true partnership," if he wrote that, and if he wrote, "She should have a good head on her shoulders." I'm wondering if I'm onto something here, that should versus.
Unless they did bullets and they were like, someone who's self-aware, someone who, and then they made it, she should be self-aware.
Or if the copywriter was just like alternating.
Maybe. Yeah, I was like.
But then not
shit.
Looking to be the passenger on someone else's train. Like, why not? That to me sounds like a direct reference to a previous relationship.
Or a John Green novel.
Sounds like baggage. Yeah.
It's like I'm.
Colin's got some baggage. A good emotional story maybe we'll get from him.
It's like very specific to like some past experiences.
Yeah, like what happened with the ex?
We better see him breakdance.
Colin supported his girlfriend through law school and got dumped.
Oh, no.
Ooh, yeah.
Sorry, Colin.
She didn't support his breakdancing.
It would be hard to support.
Eric.
With an H.
With an H.
Which makes me think
Erich.
He's from nobility.
Or like a Silver
Scandinavian
Lake.
He's a
Or like Silver Lake.
He looks a bit Scandinavian.
Like a Sven.
Right?
He's kind of hot.
Yeah. He's attractive.
He's going to yell like a Viking.
All right. Erich is a handsome guy whose quiet confidence is hard to ignore. He describes himself as low-key, funny, outdoorsy, and a bit mysterious with a fun side. When it comes to relationships, Erich acts with intention and is looking for the real deal. He doesn't want to be in a relationship just to be in a relationship and says that the next time he commits, it's for the long haul. His perfect partner is easygoing, selfless, and communicative. And while he says he doesn't have a type, he often finds himself attracted to taller women.
Gabby.
He loves doing the unexpected and finds joy in making someone feel special. Above all, Erich hopes to find his best friend and someone with whom he can spend a lifetime of quality time. Fun facts. Erich has no interest in going to an escape room.
Trauma. Trauma.
Erich likes
his... I don't want to figure things out.
Do not lock me in there. It's like, what is that about? Yeah.
I'm almost certain that Erich didn't write the word whom.
I love that, though. With whom?
We know that there will be an escape room date, right? With
Oh,
Erich.
And he panics.
That's an awesome group.
Is he just claustrophobic?
They've had escape room dates before.
That's my nightmare. I'm so bad in those. And my family is like so competitive. They love escape rooms because they're white. Continue.
Speaking of white, Erich likes his wine, both white and red. And
that's
Erich,
that's all he's got.
Yeah. And Erich dreams of seeing the Northern Lights in person.
In fairness to these guys, I think they answered a bunch of questions and they like handpicked three. But the best they have is that he likes
both red and white. And he loves diverse women, meaning taller women. It's like he does not have a type. He wouldn't even mind if a woman's taller than him. It's like, God, what a guy. And the fact that he called, I hope that they didn't write this themselves because he does describe himself with a quiet confidence that's hard to ignore, which I just love.
I hope it was like pulling teeth to get the answers for this interview. I hope he was very quiet and demure and humble.
Yeah, I like his energy, kind of. Yeah.
The bracelets,
the
though.
Bracelets, yeah.
Interesting.
Look at his hands.
Nice hands.
Those are worker hands.
Nice arms. He's got
his
nice arms.
Look like that.
So. He is giving me Eddie Bauer, whereas the other guy was giving me Van Heusen. So Correct. That's a good change.
He's a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I think a picture of Rachel. I feel like anyone who closely resembles Clayton, Rachel will be into.
Which is most of the cast most years, I feel like.
I feel like Gabby will be interested in everyone who doesn't look like Clayton.
Interesting. Well, let's see who's next.
Ethan. Okay, Ethan. I like the pose.
Ethan's giving us like J. Crew.
Yeah. I love how he's almost fully turned around. Just like on his way.
It looks like he's waiting in line and then he's about to pick.
Really sexy bus stop photo.
All right.
He's an ad executive. That's kind of hot. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's from New York. Sexy. Ethan is a hopeless romantic who isn't afraid to wear his heart on his sleeve. He loves his life in New York City, but he's at the point where going out until 4 a.m. is of no interest and would rather spend time wining and dining a woman who's just as ready to settle down as he is. Ethan's dream woman is genuine, family-oriented, comfortable in their own skin, and above all else, fun. Gabby? He credits his mother with teaching him to value a woman's love. Creepy. And that thanks to her, he enjoys making a woman feel special and appreciated. This with his mom is,
it's too much,
you know, giving me pause. Ethan is a big believer in signs, and thanks to a few well-timed coincidences, he feels like this is exactly where he's meant to be. Will the stars be aligned as he makes his way out of the limo? Twinkle, twinkle, Ethan.
Ew.
Well, that didn't write.
That was not him.
But he's in advertising.
He did write that.
He might have written that.
He's like with a pen. Yeah.
They really did him dirty if he didn't write it.
Ethan says he is the king of Monopoly. So can we have a Monopoly Yahtzee like battle to the death?
Yep.
Ethan's perfect breakfast is pancakes and hash browns, extra crispy. Watching Entourage cheers Ethan when he is down.
Sobbing. Puts it on Netflix.
My biggest red flag is he's a big believer in signs.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Him and Rachel are going to, do you also believe everything happens for a reason?
No way. Me too.
I have a feeling we're going to hear about his few well-timed coincidences. They just throw that out there.
I think Rachel, Ethan.
All right. Grocery store Joe.
Hayden, 29, leisure executive.
What does that mean?
My dream career.
I'm curious.
Well, he's from Florida, so maybe it has to do with like vacationing, water sports.
Jet ski rental.
Yeah.
Nice smile.
With a bit of the accent and a lot of the charm, Hayden is proud of his Southern roots. He tries not to take life so seriously and loves to golf, hit the beach, and work his magic on the grill. He considers himself to be very romantic and enjoys planning extravagant dates to make his partner feel special. Hayden is looking for a thoughtful and trustworthy woman who appreciates him for the man he is, even on his worst days. Anger issues. She must also love dogs because Hayden and his good boy, Rambo, are a package deal. No one is getting a ring on their finger without Rambo's approval. So let's get this party started.
Stop. I feel physically ill in my body after reading that.
And his good boy, Rambo.
His good boy, Rambo, who she must also love. In all caps, too, she must love dogs.
He loves baked potatoes.
That's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
I just can't. With the dogs,
he definitely
too.
Is an everyman kind of
cooks it up guy. On the grill.
Yeah.
Stop. Hayden likes to end his day with a dip in the hot tub.
So he owns a hot tub. I mean, that's a point for him.
He's a leisure executive.
Hayden has a hot tub.
With a dip in the hot tub.
Hayden loves country
He's
music.
He's had a lot of sex in his hot tub.
He has had so much sex
as
in his
Rambo
hot tub.
As Rambo watches.
Rambo's like, right on. Right on.
Hayden loves country music and would thrive at Stagecoach. I'm not sure that's true. The man loves baked potatoes, among all else.
You don't think he
I don't think they have
loves
them
country
there.
Music?
I just feel like Stagecoach would be a little too much for him.
No, he'd be fine.
I feel like it's not that hard to thrive in a music festival. Yeah,
God,
I
mean, it sounds great. I've never been, but it's on my agenda next year. I feel like he has probably had a lot of sex with a lot of women at Stagecoach, and good for him.
But we got the wholesome Southern traditional gentleman vibe.
That's how he presents. But deep down,
I think he could do well.
He's cute.
He's attractive.
Yeah.
Southern charm can go a long way.
It's a very big smile. It's a very genuine big smile.
I feel like he posed like that when he was like 7 in one of those like family photos, and this is just like him grown up in the exact same position.
Yeah.
Hungry Root.
First of all, they have products that you can't get anywhere else that are rockin'. So my favorite is the chickpea almond cookie dough. This is good. You can eat it straight from the container. It's vegan, so you're not going to get salmonella. They also do a black bean brownie batter where you truly cannot taste. I was shocked that there were beans in it because it just tasted like chocolatey brownie. I think as a meal service as a whole, it's nice because they pre-fill your cart with suggestions of easily to plan meals so you can get inspired. But then at the end of the day, you don't need to get any of those. You can customize it to exactly what you want. So you're not in a wasteful situation where you have a bunch of things that you like and then a few things you don't really like. With Hungry Root, you can make sure it's 100% your chosen products. And they're yummy.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality food delivered to your door. They get healthy groceries and simple recipes all in one place. Take a fun quiz, a short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know you, your goals, and how you like to eat. Whether you're gluten-free, do you like sweets, it doesn't matter. They got you covered with the healthiest, and as Amanda said, some of the best options available. Right now, Hungry Root is offering the Vile File listeners 30% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/VILL. Get 30% off your first delivery and get free veggies for life.
I feel like you should just try it. Imagine going to the grocery store and getting 30% off. That would be thrilling.
And your produce for free. At least your veggies.
Get some veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/VILL. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Moving on. Jacob.
Mortgage broker.
Is that a ponytail?
We don't know. Turn to the side.
Can we get him in the pose the other guy had?
Yeah.
A ponytail, or it's very slicked back.
It's got to be like a little bun.
I hope it's a ponytail.
Why does he look like he's presenting at Shark Tank right now?
I'm asking for $1 million.
A 10% stake. It's like, come on.
He does. I feel like he is a type of guy who's might be really hot in person, but like...
Doesn't photograph well?
He photographs fine.
Oh.
But I feel like, I think he might be better looking in person.
I'm curious
also,
to see...
Also, like that might be a ponytail.
I want him
like
to turn around. Yeah.
I cannot figure out if that's his... It must be a ponytail,
he looks tall.
Right?
I mean, he's an attractive dude.
He's got a little gap tooth action happening.
Okay. Ooh. Jacob knows exactly what he wants in a wife. He admits he's picky, but since he's looking for a love to last a lifetime, he doesn't see that as a bad thing. Jacob's ideal wife will turn heads. Turn your head, sir. I want to see what's back there. With her looks, wherever she goes, and have beauty on the inside that matches. Okay, so he wants someone who's flaming hot. Mm-hmm. For Jacob, keeping his fitness routine in check is high on the priority list. So his ideal partner should want to maintain a healthy lifestyle and be able to have fun working up a sweat both in and out of the gym. Is that sexual?
Yeah.
Cool. Jacob is ready to let his guard down when he meets someone who checks all of his boxes. Fun facts. Jacob reads 30 to 40 books a year. Jacob loves to camp in national parks. Jacob doesn't eat cake.
This guy sounds like a nightmare.
Monster.
I'm sorry. Really? And that's just, and I like people who, you know,
what's the biggest red flag?
Half of his paragraph was about he wants a wife that turns heads and likes to go to the gym and whatever, but she has to have fun working up a sweat in the gym, I find it weird when they like have to mention that they like need someone who fitness is a high priority instead of just saying that like they like to go to the gym.
So he's openly admitting he wants a trophy wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. And he has no shame about it. Uh-huh. He admits he's picky, but he doesn't see it as a bad thing. Uh-huh.
I could see him as maybe a villain type. I mean, I don't know, but I think it's a little, he's picky. He doesn't think that's a bad thing.
In a long-winded way, he just says, I want a hot girlfriend that other people want to have sex with, and I hope she keeps maintaining her physique.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could also be one of those people where, like, maybe if the, you know, the mentality coaches of the world are automatic red flags and, like, someone that gets sent home, he could maybe, you know, make a good first impression, but then there are some doubts.
I like that he reads a lot, though.
Yeah.
I wish I read more. Same. And I think guys who read are hot.
All right.
Why doesn't he eat cake?
Fitness.
And
you better believe his wife will not be allowed to eat cake either.
It'll be interesting to see how much, if at all, these bios translate.
We're just so wrong.
Next up, James.
Meatball enthusiast. I like that.
Love a meatball.
I hope I get a chance to make him some. I don't think I will.
I thought he was not wearing pants for a second. I turned. I turned and I was shocked.
Yeah, the fit.
I was like, there is a penis on the screen, and I'm shocked.
It's a lot happening, and the pants are very tight. Why do I feel like they've been blurred a bit, like in post? Like it was a little bunched.
Some meatball stains.
All right, Amanda, tell us.
James is a charmer with dimples so cute that you can't help but smile. He's ready to find someone to bring home to meet his loving, big Italian family and says that he hopes to find someone that will care about him just as much as he cares about them. He's looking for a relationship with undeniable chemistry and wants to find his best friend with whom he can build an amazing life. He also wants 6 kids, so his future bride should be ready and excited for the nonstop thrill ride that is parenthood. For James?
If you want to date James, I think you are going to have to love, like, required family events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to buy, like, one of those little, like, those vans,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that way he can take all
those
6 of his kids.
Those white vans, yeah,
yes.
The big ones.
You're going to have to love the in-laws, and you're mm-hmm. going to have to love going to their many scheduled family.
And if you don't, events. You can't even drink your way through because you're going to be pregnant for, like, 8 years.
Correct. Yeah. Such a good point. Yeah, I did highlight the future bride part. I love that they called it the nonstop thrill ride that is parenthood.
Is it a thrill ride though? I don't know.
It's like that's it.
What a glamorous way to describe vomit.
Mom had a good life.
He stays at a hot temperature. You know, he seems
sweaty.
A little sweaty.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just the piping hot meatballs line.
Yeah.
That's giving me that.
He's
I feel like he's really nice.
I feel like this pose a photographer made him pick is not doing him justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did him dirty.
Is he putting the coat on or is he taking it off? I have many questions.
I think off because I think he's sweaty. I think he's sweaty.
Yeah,
he's quite warm.
The oven's on.
Fun fact.
He likes to water ski.
That's
cool.
That's fun.
Well, good. He can go home with Hayden and they can do their leisure enthusiasm together.
He's 25, but on the younger side. I don't think he's going to do very well. The fact that he is on the younger side and he has these very aspirational, traditional family values, I think it's a guy who's, he still has a lot to learn about himself.
I always wonder when they give him like the weird careers, meatball enthusiasts and stuff like that. I don't feel like those guys end up making it as far, you know, with the little hijinks and stuff as not that I don't know what he actually does, but
hit or miss.
Because it was one of the when was the last time that someone who was like, I'd have to look back.
A
but,
weird one.
Like, yeah. Far? Normally it's like sales associate or whatever makes it.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, he's 25, so he's on the younger, bit of a younger side. 25 doesn't have a job, it appears.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, working in mama's kitchen.
Getting ready for him to talk a lot about meatballs.
A lot about meatballs and his family.
Not my favorite pose, Jason.
Oh, poor Jason.
He looks like the guy.
That's not his fault.
I know.
Who smiles and is sad. You know that meme that I'm talking about?
There's some sadness behind his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He a little looks, unsure of himself.
Well,
because I would be too if I had a photographer telling me to stand that way.
He Jason looks pretty uncomfortable. Is an investment banker from Santa Monica, California.
He's honestly like, why the fuck am I doing here? I might like him. I think I like him because right, he's just like, I shouldn't be doing this. This is not who I am.
I think he's uncomfortable. He looks like he's talking to someone with like bad breath,
but he's sticking it out.
Jason is a relationship kind of guy. He loves love and is ready to find a woman with whom to laugh and grow through life. He is never the loudest guy in the room, yet still somehow has an undeniable presence about him. He loves to surf, dance, and play tennis. Jason is looking for a woman who is adventurous, trustworthy, and down to enjoy a few drinks while the sun sets. He values authenticity and says that when he finds the one, the vibes will tell him all he needs to know. Gabby and Rachel, you hear that? In all caps. Good vibes only.
I know this much. I would hate hanging out with Jason because he loves touring historical homes, hates Coca-Cola, and his favorite pastime is stargazing.
I
can't say I'm a fan. Another thing about that, I love Coca-Cola. I try not to drink it, but the other two stuff, I mean, like,
I was liking him for a bit. He was like, I like it when they say that they want to laugh because I think that's important. And some of the guys haven't said that. But the vibes, the way that you find your spouse with simply seeking vibes is interesting.
Good vibes only.
And he's 30. It's like, I feel like good vibes only isn't allowed to be like much in the conversation past 25.
Totally. So like every time his exes in the past will like bring up like, hey, can we just talk about like something? I just want to get off my chest. He's like, no, good vibes only.
I feel like you're bringing down the vibes.
Bring down the vibe. We're here to party.
Stop.
Like, I'm breaking up with you. Good vibes only.
Vibe check. Where is he finding all the historical homes? Where is he from?
It's his favorite
Santa
pastime.
Monica.
I don't
what?
Mind like like looking at a star or two, but like,
is how it, is that is a it, pastime?
Has it? It's his favorite pastime.
How does that pass the time?
I'm wondering about the homes. I wonder if he'll touch on that. He lives in Santa Monica. He doesn't live in like Williamsburg, Virginia. So I find
maybe
that
when
odd.
He travels, he finds historical homes. All right.
Sounds boring.
Oh, moving on. God.
Sounds like a good time.
Drum roll, please. Number one of two.
Okay.
And because they're not enough, but okay, they have different first names.
Immediately giving me DJ.
Were you expecting different?
No, I just expected the twins to be together, and because we're going in alphabetical order.
This is my twin brother, Joey. I myself am also Joey.
That'd be awesome.
They both have the same name.
Honestly, looking at these guys, I wouldn't doubt it.
There's so many J names.
So many.
Joey.
All right, Joey's 24.
He's giving me immediate club promoter energy.
100%.
Joey is a lovable goofball. When he's not out looking for love, he loves to hit the clubs in New York City for a night out with the boys or spend time at home unwinding from a hard day's work with his identical twin brother, Justin.
He does cocaine. He does cocaine. Yeah.
The man's a drug addict.
What is the job? Affording Chiron. His cocaine
twin.
Habit.
Twin and cocaine user.
Yeah, Joey's definitely done cocaine.
We start like a terrible rumor about this man that he's just a coke addict.
Yeah, we don't know. And he did have to pass a drug test to get on the show. So there's
we'll
that.
See.
Another should. Joey is ready to be in a serious relationship and says he is looking for someone affectionate, family-oriented, and sweet, and she should be a good communicator. And appreciate a good hug because, according to Joey, his are pretty great. I think these guys are writing should. At the end of the day, Joey is looking for someone to build a life with. So hope you're ready, ladies.
At 24, a 24-year-old club rat wants to settle down. And no way.
The first fun fact, nothing makes Joey happier than winning.
Again, it's like nightmare. We had the good haircut. Okay, he gives me like on your Hinge profile when it's like, I'm overly competitive about everything.
Everything.
Oh my God.
First
give me a
on
break.
Me if, always on me.
Yeah. It's like,
he gives
come
me
on.
Creepy guy at the end of the bar hitting on drunk mm-hmm. women vibes, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, and yeah, he's 24 and he's like, Joy he wants to live off cheeseburgers. It's like, so do we all, Joey, but we don't mention it in our short bio to get onto a dating show. And he loves go-karting.
In fairness to these guys, because Caitlin, I recently did her podcast and she asked me, she tried to look up mine. And I just remember being so like tired from all the like the tests that you have to do. I remember like just not giving a fuck and not thinking any of these would be public.
Did she find yours?
No. So
that would be as scary.
And just another reminder, we are being harsh. Who knows with these
it's
guys.
It's for fun.
It's for fun. Joey, we don't know if you do cocaine, but...
But Joey,
if you don't,
probably
just
do.
Know that you give those vibes.
Stop talking about going to clubs in New York City as your favorite thing to do.
All right, his twin. So we already know that Joey's lasting longer than Justin.
Why do you say that?
Because he's the other twin.
Oh. Mm,
the beta twin.
Yeah, he's the beta. Joey has his hands together like he's up to something, and this guy's...
Mischievous.
This guy has more of a, like, whatever. They have matching necklaces.
Yeah, they do. Well, Justin is the life of the party. He is a hardworking go-getter who enjoys clubbing in New York.
I thought Joey was the life of the party.
They both are competing. And
they're
the
exact same person.
They'll just continue competing until they die. He's a hardworking go-getter who enjoys clubbing in New York City, probably with his... Oh, yep. It literally is with his favorite wingman, his identical twin brother, so Joey.
And his coke dealer.
Justin describes himself as attentive and loyal and says that he is ready to settle down when he meets the right one. Are they going to get houses next door to each other?
Yeah. Yeah, a duplex for sure.
His perfect woman is honest, outgoing, and family-oriented. Communication is everything to Justin, and long-term, he could never be with someone who has issues opening up. Justin is ready to find his forever, and so, Gabby and Rachel, hope you're in it to twin it.
I do like that he wants to learn how to salsa dance.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's aspirational and interesting.
This is the fun fact that Elise is talking really about. Scary. Please deliver it to the world.
If Justin Y could live in any other decade, he would choose the early 90s, where he has already grown up.
Well, he's 24, so he was born in 97.
Oh, early
90s. 97 or 98. Like,
97, 98?
It's basically choosing your own decade. Mm-hmm. Which it's just like really like the 20s,
he just wanted
50s,
to know what was happening those first 7 years.
60s, yeah. I find it
what
so
would, what
odd.
Decade would you pick?
I mean, maybe like the 80s. I think it'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
I was always a fan of the Back to the Future's 1955.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the 50s.
50s would have been nice as a dude.
20s.
I
yeah, that's
suck
what
it
I'm
as
saying.
A 50s
you
know, housewife.
If you watch Mad Men, it's not great for
it's not good
the
for
three
women.
Of you. But
the style is cool, but we had no personalities.
Any time before the...
Every man is like, any decade worse. Is cool. We're like, it'd be cool if we could vote. I don't really know which one would be sick.
It's like, don't have suffrage. Did have a lot of suffering, so.
All righty.
Moving on.
We got to go back
John.
Up to
oh, yeah.
John.
I think English John looks teacher? So cute.
I know. Ernest John.
He looks nice.
He looks really nice.
Connor B, maybe, though.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I fear.
I like the knit polo. Good
yeah,
dresser.
That's a good
it's like
look.
A sweater shirt.
That's a good, that's a man who's on top of his fashion. Those are currently in.
Yeah, he's cute. He's giving, I feel like he'd have a lisp, which is great.
In a, yeah.
It's giving me that, you know?
That's very specific for a photo.
Am I wrong? that's my opinion.
John is a sweet and genuine man who will do anything for people for whom, anything for the people for whom he truly cares. See, English teacher, he probably did write the whom in this one. Though he may come off as shy at first, once you get to know John, it's hard to ignore the positivity that radiates from within him. John's perfect woman is loving, honest, and vocal about what she wants in her partner. She should want to keep life exciting, but also be a shoulder to lean on when life throws the inevitable curveball. John says that when it comes to love, he's very intentional in every move he makes. And you may be wondering, what are his intentions with our bachelorettes? He's ready to put a ring on it.
I love how they're like, you
John
might be
wondering.
John enjoys
dressing up so much that sometimes he puts on a suit to go grocery store. I told you, this guy loves fashion.
I love that.
This knit polo is a dead giveaway.
I did not expect that. One of his fun facts is John would love to be the face of a big clothing brand.
Like of his own brand or modeling?
I think the man likes fashion. He's kind of like hot teacher vibes.
Oh yeah. My God. If you're in high, like, oh my God. If he's your teacher.
Oh. Yeah.
Game over.
Oh my God.
I don't think he's going to be right for either of our bachelorettes. I think Rachel, like Rachel's dad seems more blue collar. Clayton, blue collar. I think Rachel is going to like more of a brawny blue collar type of guy.
Yeah.
That's not this guy who dresses in a suit to go grocery shopping. I think, you know, Rachel could be best friends with this guy and he could be fun. He might be lighthearted, and if he sticks around, it'll be because he's like easy to talk to,
and positive.
Yeah, like he has like maybe Trey vibes from Katie's season.
Totally. I hope he's cool. He seems like he'd be cute and nice, but what if he's just like terrible? Yeah. He's just like kind of bro-y.
You know, English teacher,
Nashville.
I have a hard time imagining he's gonna suck. He might not be a star. He might not connect with either of these women, but I think he'll be. I could see him being around for a while because he's just like easy to be around, talkative,
like substantive and kind.
Yeah, we'll just kind of like get along with people.
I think he's cute. I like him, John.
All right, Johnny.
Oh, this guy
looks like a fuckboy.
This guy scares me a lot.
Like, why are you looking at
me? Definitely looks
like
he's from Florida.
Yeah, he's giving me major Florida bro.
He looks like he watched 50 Shades of Grey and took active notes.
took too many notes.
Just like he built his own red room.
He's like, she likes it when he did that. She likes it when he did. Okay. He's a sucker for a good smile. Awesome. Cool. He is laid back. He's a simple man. He's from Palm Beach, Florida.
His activities are favorable for him, though.
Yeah.
If his picture says douchebag, his fun facts say maybe a cool hang. I mean, anyone who admits like wanting to be a rapper is like,
yeah,
unless he goes on a group date and it's really cringy and he's like, Rachel, I wrote this for you.
What's his name, the breakdance. It's just a perfect
yeah, but there's a difference between saying my childhood dream is to be a rapper and taking yourself too seriously as someone who can rap as an adult,
like currently being like a being a rapper kind of vibe. It says that he likes surfing with the boys. Oh, okay. So he also has a huge, crazy Italian family. He enjoys surfing with the boys, taking advantage of any free time to plan his next travel adventure. Johnny's perfect woman is intelligent, outgoing, and athletic. She'll also have good hygiene. He has had some past stanky girlfriends. And love Barry White and Frank Sinatra just as much as he does. Johnny's a sucker for a good smile. Says he'll do whatever it takes to make his partner light up. Coke. Johnny is a forward thinker and says that he can't be with anyone who is hung up on past relationships. He's ready to start the next chapter of his life, and now he just needs to find the right woman to stand by his side.
He's 25. The fact that he is Italian, like maybe he's heard of Frank Sinatra and Barry White earlier in life, but like reading this, like it reminds me of like when I turned 25 or like in my early 20s, I discovered.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, and I generally liked it.
Yeah.
But then I can imagine being 25 going on The Bachelor and thinking it sounds really mature and cool.
Yeah.
And putting it down.
Makes your whole personality is like, yeah.
Where I don't actually think he cares all that much about Barry White or Frank Sinatra. I'm sure he like has a couple songs, listens to them, likes them, but
I also, again, wonder if it's one of those things where they were like, what musical artist do you like? And he lists two. And they're like, his wife must love Frank Sinatra. You know, like
their first dance will be.
Yeah, it's like.
But anyone who likes corny jokes and fishing and wants to have been a rapper when they were six, I don't know. I'm willing to give him a shot.
Florida realtor boy.
His picture just doesn't.
Yeah, it's.
Doesn't do him any justice. At 25, I think he's too young to be a real content. There's a lot of 25-year-olds. There's a lot of young guys.
I thought there was a lot. And then, it's 36.
How old is Rachel and Gabby?
I thought they were each like 28, 29.
Like I know. I believe 20s? Gabby is 30 and Rachel is 26 is what I.
I was all off.
I think they should have given him a few older guys because a lot of these guys.
25 is young.
Okay, so Gabby's 31 right now and Rachel is 26. Whoa.
That's kind of odd choice.
I weirdly feel like Johnny might surprise us.
All right.
Jordan
Tats.
Oh.
He's also got those beaded bracelets.
Yeah.
Looks like he'd tell you about his time in like the Cayman Islands or something.
100%. That's where he got one of those tattoos.
Yeah, it's like, where we all have one. We all have one.
Self-described as spiritual.
All right, what else? Okay, say Jordan H.
Yep.
Jordan H. So he's 25, software developer from Tampa. Few men from Tampa. Jordan H. is an adrenaline junkie who falls hard and fast. He loves to spend his free time racing dirt bikes and hopes to find a woman who wants to experience life's greatest thrills by his side. Jordan H. has true intentions of finding love and, wait for it, is definitely here for the right reasons. So sus to say that. His perfect match is mature, independent, exciting, and ready to have a big family because Jordan H. wants a ton of kids.
A ton.
She should love spontaneity and be ready to get flowers on any random day of the week because that is Jordan H.'s favorite move. Lucky her, right?
I don't think it's going to be on long.
If he mentioned dirt bike in both his bio and his fun facts, like, we get it. You ride dirt bikes.
His fun facts, he says the 4th of July is his favorite holiday.
Well, he
loves Florida, but hates Florida drivers.
And he didn't pick his fun facts to highlight.
I just find it interesting that they mentioned that twice. Everyone else's fun facts added something different.
He might,
did it though?
He might have like his role in, like on the intro will be definitely him on a dirt bike.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. With a firework for 4th of July. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that energy.
I don't feel like a drag racer. Okay. Jordan V, I've moved on.
He seems like he could be cool. I don't know.
Jordan V or Jordan H?
Jordan H. I don't know. He seems like he's from Florida, likes Florida, hates Florida drivers. I don't know. I didn't see too many red flags.
It's like with any of these men, they have good energy. It's all okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan V.
Jordan V looks young.
Why did they choose this photo?
It's like he was holding like a briefcase, but it got photoshopped out.
The shoes. It looks like he's wearing like pants that have socks attached to them.
Yeah, that whole fit is really bad.
It's half of like footy pajamas.
I think they also all give all these guys bracelets or like a watch or something because they all have...
They need accessories.
I mean, this guy's going 0 to 337 miles per hour in less than 4 seconds. He doesn't have time to worry about...
Mm-mm. What to wear.
Cut jeans.
He has the need for speed is what it says. And... It says that he likes to relax on the lake and watch James Bond movies, loves spending time with his nephews, which sometimes a guy who's like two only talks about their nieces and nephews, sometimes I feel like this might be a hot take, but like can be a fuckboy.
Yeah, like they
use the kids.
They use it to be like, I love them.
I'm so good with
they're
kids.
My whole life.
Yeah.
And they'll like show you pictures of them at the bungalow just to like sleep with you later.
I was going to go the opposite direction. I was going to go the ones who like always bring up their nieces and nephews are the ones who like try too hard and can't get a girlfriend. Jordan says the most romantic gift you can give is a handwritten letter.
Oh my God, he would love Amanda.
I was so sure you were going to say hand job, even though that's not...
The most romantic gifts you can give
in no world
is a handwritten letter. That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think that's lovely.
Also, I think a hand job is romantic too.
The most romantic gift is a little hand job.
Okay. I kid.
All right.
All right, moving on. Justin B., 32, physical therapist.
Ooh.
I would trust him to do some back cracking and stuff.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Lover, not a fighter.
God, why are we getting the full body? You love what?
That the first line of his bio is, Justin B. is a lover, not a fighter.
Okay.
That's an awesome way to start. He's all about creating memories and life's little moments and dreams of having a woman who will enjoy what the world has to offer by his side. He's not just looking for his best friend, but rather wants someone who can keep him excited as life naturally settles into calm. His dream woman is open-minded, fit, and always striving to be the best version of herself. Justin B. is a glass half full kind of guy who's optimistic to his core. And let me tell you, one thing he is really excited about is meeting Gabby and Rachel. Go get him, Tiger.
His grandpa wrote that.
Yeah.
He loves the smell of jasmine. I feel like that's all I really need to know about him.
Yeah, there it is.
It's a lot.
Coffee shops are his happy place.
And he dreams of traveling the U.S. in a van.
Okay, definitely not a guy for Rachel. Maybe Gabby. I could see
because of the van?
Yeah, I think Gabby might be more into, like, he's...
Adventuring.
He's more of an emotional kind of in touch with his feelings. I think I mean, Rachel was obsessed with Clayton, and Clayton wants to like be a Viking.
Yeah, that's true.
And again, Rachel's dad, very blue collar guy as well. This guy likes Jasmine and hangs out at coffee shops.
And he's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
I think he's one of the hotter people in terms of like what he's attractive. Bringing to the table. Oh, yeah. Also, like a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
And he's a little older. I mean, like mm-hmm. not super older, but
100% Gabby. If it's the only thing I'm certain of so far is that this guy will be in Gabby's
camp
dating pool.
Great. Alrighty.
Kirk. He looks like he would be a part of a Christian band.
I just was saying youth pastor.
Yep.
Yeah, giving youth pastor energy. This is him being like, hey, let's chat. I heard you were like going to parties and stuff.
Yeah.
He's giving me that vibe.
Now, I mean, he's a college football coach.
As the band starts to play, I want you to take a moment.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Yep.
Think about why you showed up today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he also like crashes college parties and hangs out.
100%.
Yeah.
How demanding his work schedule
Kirk
is.
Kirk is a successful football coach who's ready to find love that will go the distance. During the season, he works 7 days a week and wants a partner that understands how demanding his work schedule is and will happily hold down the fort while he's away. That being said, he's looking for an independent woman and someone who will be his teammate through the hardest of times. Kirk loves being the fun uncle to his brother's kids, but if it's true love that he finds with either Gabby or Rachel, he is ready to go for the W and put a ring on it to start a family of his own. Touchdown.
Hell yeah.
Where's Santorini? Is that
Greece?
It's Greece? Okay.
I liked his fun facts. It says he loves golf but isn't very good at it, which I like that.
Awesome.
And then he never wears white while eating spaghetti.
Smart.
Practical. He's literally a smart guy.
Genius.
Wait till he meets the meatball man.
Yeah. God, that's going to be a recipe for disaster. Recipe.
Okay.
I did like, what did he say about the, or no, I was thinking that Rachel and him might hit it off because Clayton only spoke in sports analogies mm-hmm. and this guy has used touchdown like 17 times in a bio. So maybe they'll
Alrighty.
Hit
it off.
All right, moving on. Logan.
Wow.
He gave me immediately Jordan, remember the blonde model guy on Jordan Kimball or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Gabby. Already.
This also feels like when you're dating a guy and you're like, I swear he's hot. He's just not, he doesn't photograph well.
Right? It's not a good photo.
He's a beach boy videographer from San Diego.
100% Gabby.
Loves the sun.
Lifelong
surf.
Crush on Elaine from Seinfeld.
Okay, that's...
Logan isn't afraid to skinny dip, loves corn dogs.
Gabby. I love corn dogs.
Gabby.
His ideal woman is artsy, low maintenance, and down to cuddle by a bonfire.
Low
Whenever you say you're looking for someone low maintenance, I feel like it's a little bit of a...
Red flag.
Yeah.
Red flag.
In fairness, maybe his past girlfriend wasn't particularly pleasant to him, and maybe some PTSD.
But have the emotional intelligence to articulate why and use like
it's a red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Red
I mean, flag. It's not like when we say red flag here, like
soft red flag.
It's a soft red flag.
I will say, I know his past girlfriend. T.
Really?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You really do?
Yeah.
Why?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, and let's just say she wasn't a fan, and that's all I'm allowed to say.
Of you?
No, apparently he wasn't a fan of her either because he's looking for low maintenance now.
It was recent-ish. Mm-hmm. I've heard not good things. That's all I'll say about little Logan.
But in my experience with people who go on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, their most recent past ex never says nice things.
Yeah.
Because they hate the idea
of them getting
on the show. Like, that's got to be one of the worst things that can happen to you. Your most recent partner goes on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I would truly die.
How well do you know this friend?
I know her very well.
So you vouch for her?
I vouch for her, yeah. So we'll see. We will see. I never met him, so.
Okay.
And San Diego vibes. Like, there's, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Mario.
Aw.
Mario is a ball of energy with a smile that lights up the room. When it comes to love, Mario says he's emotionally available and proudly wears his heart on his sleeve. He has done the self-work and is ready to be vulnerable, settle down, and start a family of future basketball players. For Mario, fitness is a way of life, and even if he wasn't getting paid, he'd still be out working hard for his clients. He's a personal trainer, for context. Above all, Mario just wants to make his mother proud. He is looking for a woman in tune with her emotions and someone to share a good meal and conversation with. Sounds like you've come to the right place, Mario.
There is zero chance this guy is going to be a villain.
Mario loves tulips. That's one of his, his fun facts.
He seems really
it's
nice.
A great smile.
And he's a Tetris superstar.
That smile isn't a smile. That's I enjoy life.
Yeah.
He's lost in your eyes.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, I'm just happy to be here.
I love that he likes to end his day. He likes to end his day by listening to 90s R&B, which I just love that he would just put on like this.
And he wants to make his mom proud.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That's like a healthy way of expressing your love for your mom.
Yeah.
As a guy.
None. Based on her love, he knows that she should, blah, blah, blah.
That's
his bio was the most like centered on himself as opposed to like inserting himself into someone else.
I also didn't think the way he brought up fitness was icky.
Yeah.
It was just as like a passion.
We're not sweating in and out of the gym. We just like
he's
to work out.
Sweaty at all times.
Yeah, I like Mario. Possible strong competitor.
Yep.
Matt.
I don't feel the same about Matt.
Matt is a shipping executive from San Diego. Matt is a successful young man who owns his own business and has admittedly prioritized work over his romantic relationships in the past. But now that Matt has built his empire, he's ready to find a woman to share it with. Matt is sincere about finding love, and he's looking for a woman who is ambitious and loyal. He loves to make a woman laugh and wants to experience new things with his partner. For Matt, vibes are everything, and we can't wait to see if he vibes with Gabby or Rachel.
He wants to buy his mom a home wherever she wants. That's pretty thoughtful.
Matt has a pet beta fish named Tony.
That's a little like fun fact.
I like that he calls him Tony.
They did mention vibes before, unique. And then now he would rather vibe than dance to good music, which I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? Is it like I would rather vibe or dance to good music, or I would rather vibe than dance to good music?
I don't know. I don't think he's going to be on the show very long.
I want to know if they asked him like, hey, would you rather vibe or dance to good music? But maybe that's like conversing. I just don't know.
Oh, wow. Tough without context.
Why did they do Michael so dirty with this photo?
Michael.
They were asking him a question and he started to answer and then took the photo.
Poor guy.
What a mean thing to do. This can't be they took 40 fucking photos of this guy and this is what they showed us.
I feel
there's no way that's his best picture because this could easily he could easily be a handsome guy. I have no way of knowing based off this like awkward smile.
It's not a full smile.
It looks like a passport photo.
Yeah. Like they like 3, 2, 1, click, click. Like
that's no what, retakes.
Yeah.
And he's like, next. Can I take that again? They're like, no, get out.
Oh, so mean.
Well, he's a pharmaceutical salesman from Long Beach. And it says, Michael might be reserved at first, but once he opens up, he is thoughtful and attentive with the foundation of a great husband. He does not consider himself a conventional romantic and leads with logic over emotion. But his biggest ally when it comes to love is his own intuition. Quote, when you know, you know. His mom is the driving force in his life, and the reason he works so hard is to take care of his family. Michael is looking for a woman who is not afraid to get out of her comfort zone and try new things alongside him. A woman who is a go-getter. He's excited to meet a memorable woman, and good news for Michael, he's about to meet too.
He says parents love him, and he's not afraid to admit he's a bad cook. Red flags for me all around him with Michael.
That parents love him. I don't like a guy who doesn't get nervous before he
a red flag.
Meets parents. Like so he's like, they love me.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
Also mentioning Harry Potter in the fun facts is a little red flag for him.
Him saying he's not afraid to be a bad cook also reads to me as I expect my girlfriend to cook for me.
Yes, correct.
Mm.
He's like, I'm just not good at it. I just don't do it well.
I don't know how.
And his big like his intuition, so he's a know-it-all. He mansplains a lot. He charms parents and he expects his girlfriends to cook for him.
I did like that he wants to meet a memorable woman. I thought that was kind of and a go-getter. I like
the out
qualities.
Of her comfort zone.
Yeah,
like
but
he wants
I kind of read it
things.
Like he's expecting her to prove something to him.
Mm. I don't know.
We'll see.
I wanted to defend him because they really fucked him over with that
with the
smile.
Picture.
But I don't know. Something about this bio I don't love. Could be wrong.
Nate.
Look at his bicep.
That is, well, also yeah, it's pushing.
Is he pushing it? Yeah. He's doing a push-up.
It's like when you take a selfie and just like.
It's like what I used to do with my boobs.
His jeans are too
tight. I hold them underneath, and if you can't see the hand, you're good to go.
I one time had a guy friend in college do it for me so that I could use both hands for the selfie.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
Nate's pants are too tight.
I don't know what color they are. And like, that's a dark jean.
His favorite movie is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's not true.
That's
it.
Not
also
true.
Doesn't hold up. Have you watched it recently? It's not good.
I haven't watched it in a minute.
And if it is his favorite movie, red flag.
He doesn't do mosh pits.
He does not do mosh
pits. Ask.
Stop asking.
I won't go.
He won't
He's
do
like
it.
Mad about
Who
it.
Who is he hanging out with? He has to be like, guys, stop asking. I won't do mosh pits.
Same with the escape room guy. He will not go to those. I do like that he likes an occasional gas station icy. I also, I like that as well.
Also, is that a little nose piercing I see?
I like a good nose piercing.
As do I.
Nate is looking for a woman who is kind, adventurous, smart, and ready to complete his beautiful family. Does he have a kid? What is completing it?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. He also has a weakness for a woman who can make him laugh so hard his belly hurts.
I like that.
Nate loves to do thoughtful things for the woman he loves. And as an example, he said he plans amazing picnics. Cheese and crackers with a handsome guy like Nate sounds like the perfect one-on-one to us.
He's definitely got swag.
Complete his beautiful family.
Maybe he has a kid, because it's not like it's mentioned that any of these guys do, so maybe that's like...
You don't have a nose ring, a hoop nose ring as a guy, and not have incredible game.
Oh, I thought you were going to say and
have
a kid.
Family. I was like, I feel like that's a broad statement.
No, I think his game that was so good got him a kid that he wasn't ready for.
He is 33, though, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right, moving on. Quincy, life coach, red flag.
And Miami.
Miami, red flag.
All sorts of red flags.
He loves high vibration music, red flag.
He admits he's a bad texter.
Not a red flag.
Oh.
Shoes.
Wait, a bad texter. What is that? He's a good dresser.
He's got some.
He's a good looking guy.
But the shoes.
What's wrong with the shoes?
I find them distracting. The lacing, the pattern.
Yeah, that's fine.
He travels the country giving motivational talks. So.
Oh my God. He could watch Space Jam on repeat and never get bored. Biggest red flag of them all.
That's just a lie.
Yeah, you think he's a liar?
He's a liar.
I don't think you lie. I think the 10 things I hate about you is a lie, but you don't lie about watching not getting
Space Jam.
How
could you watch that over and over again?
I don't know. A red flag.
That's I mean,
he's a life coach.
Yeah. I don't. Okay, this is a hot take. How can you be 25 and be a life coach? That is
that. That's the question.
I don't even know what a life coach is.
Maybe we all need a life coach.
I think it's sort of
somebody like, just gives sound advice.
So not therapy at all, but similarly, people who want to work with someone one-on-one and talk through various like areas of their life and have someone give
Rob
strategic
had
advice
one
and
on
hold
the
them
Kardashians.
Accountable.
Okay,
on the Kardashians, Rob's life coach like went with him throughout his life. Like they went to.
How's Rob doing?
I haven't talked to him recently.
How much is he paying that guy?
Yeah.
Like Rob, I mean,
but like, this man had like a whiteboard and was like writing out goals for him.
I haven't met a lot of life coaches, so I am not speaking for all life coaches because I haven't met the most of life coaches. But the few that I have met seem to need life coaches. Hmm.
I think it's a combination of some of the most like charismatic, kind, genuinely wanting to help people. People,
yeah, I think there's
some of them,
yeah,
and then I think there's some
strong.
People who are like kind of like con artist energy.
Yeah. Mm.
I think he's genuine in his pursuit of improving people's lives, Quincy. But yes, as a 20, I mean,
I just don't imagine meeting a guy at a bar and he tells you he's a life coach and he's like 24, 25. That's like would be very odd.
He's got a great smile.
All right,
he looks happy.
Maybe Robbie. Oh boy.
He does look like a magician.
He looks like the most Robbie I've ever
seen.
He's
a magician. I love
33
magic.
From LA. He's smart, well-read, and an expert conversationalist. But ultimately, he hasn't found that special someone with whom to spend the rest of his life.
There's so many more to go.
Also, when he's in a relationship, he's fully in it and loves hard.
Also, the first line of his bio, an impressive and accomplished magician. That sounds like something he yells after a girl who's like leaving him at the bar. He's like, I'm an impressive and accomplished magician. Come back here.
Also, I'd love to know what an impressive and accomplished magician means. Like maybe you travel a lot. You do.
He really
as
looks.
He performed at the Magic Castle.
That's the height of it.
Right?
He really looks like the guy who did magic on New Girl. Like they look eerily similar. Like, he's, like, going to pull a quarter out of your ear.
I don't think he's going to be alone.
I love that his bottom fun fact is that he wants to live in a home with secret rooms and hidden tunnels, which gives me murderer.
Yeah, but if he wasn't a magician.
Yeah.
Either way.
He's a sales associate and that's just his fun fact.
Yeah. If he was a sales associate, like, red flag. What? Magician, tracks.
All right.
Speaks French.
Ryan. Oh my God. Rachel, in love with this guy.
Yep.
He looks like he's crushing something in his hands.
He is a can crusher. You don't even need the machine.
36, investment director. He's ready to settle down, get wifed up, falls hard and fast.
But make no mistake, Ryan isn't going to settle just to settle, Elise.
I know, and I thought he was, so I'm glad that they I'm glad
he's not just
going
to settle to settle.
Is Rachel even allowed to date this guy given how much he resembles Clayton?
What if Rachel pulls a Claire Crawley and just leaves?
But the fun fact, Ryan is a proud Botox enthusiast.
Okay, King.
Wow.
I mean, look at that forehead. He's 36.
He looks good.
He hopes to open his own dog rescue and shelter someday. Okay. And he loves pineapple.
Which now I'm thinking they asked them their favorite fruit, and then they did the mango bit with the guy before.
Loves
and now they're
mangoes.
Doing it.
He wants a Nicholas Sparks type of relationship. So he wants like something that's incredibly toxic and volatile.
And then it says, will this journey be a walk to remember? She dies.
She died of like cancer,
she dies.
Yeah, I mean, Nicholas Sparks has toxic characters are his heroes.
I think he probably meant like a lovey romantic life with like
she dies
bold quotes that people remember and stuff.
All right.
Well, definitely Rachel.
I like that he didn't mention fitness and he's obviously very into it. That's
there
like, you know.
Good sign.
Spencer absolutely looks like a Spencer.
He also looks like someone who would be downtown Chicago for sure.
How do we feel about the outfit?
Yeah, he does look like it from Chicago.
His pants are, his legs are so
like I get, it's like, I get why he thought it would work. But there's something with the fabrics that are, it's very like 2030 vibes.
2030?
Yeah. No.
You know what they're going to be wearing?
If it just looks like very futuristic.
Nick like has access to the future.
Overly clean.
He is like, I mean, venture capitalist from Chicago. He's obviously
he
very
looks
hot.
Every bit of it.
Yep.
Like he would be so mean to me, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. He clubs in River North for sure.
Ex-frat boy. Spencer says he's not your typical, you know, stereotypical let's grab a drink kind of guy. So hope Gabby and Rachel are ready for the fun that he's ready to serve because he says he's a man of service.
He thinks EDM is ridiculous.
And he gets a lot of like compliments on his eyebrows.
It's like an angry take. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I don't get it.
I mean, I just don't like it. Like, gets fired up.
Yeah.
Spencer says he is not your stereotypical let's grab a drink kind of guy. So what does that mean?
Who knows? He like proposes instead? I don't know.
Plans fun dates
or something?
No, it's
come over, I'll cook for you so we could have sex.
Yeah.
Boink and bye. All right.
That's exactly what it means.
He's a man of service.
Yeah.
Cheers.
He eats pussy.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Spencer.
Termaine, crypto guy.
Oh.
That's a thing?
They
just crypto
called him
guy?
That.
Like not associate or rep or...
It's not going to go well. It's Termaine. Probably down in his dumps right now.
Energetic guy, big personality. The second a woman says NFT, it's game over.
Oh God, he moved to LA.
Oof. Loves double dates.
What?
He would love to snuggle with a baby cheetah.
He's not lasting long.
He doesn't like sweets, any?
He should hang out with the guy who only lets himself go out to dinner once a week.
No, they're just going to get this guy to talk about crypto and NFTs, and they're going to show like a montage of like, Gabby or Rachel having no idea or not giving a shit what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Not because they can't understand NFTs, but who gives a shit?
That they don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it. And he's going to be talking over it and they're going to go to an ITM and they'll be like, huh?
Yeah.
And they're going to show him and be like, that went awesome.
Yeah.
He'll be talking about it with every other man there and then never get
and
time
all the guys are just like sipping their beers.
They're like, oh, we doing the rose ceremony? And he just goes home.
Could be something like that. All right. Tino.
He looks like a Tino.
Ooh, a general contractor.
Handy.
Enjoys reading the Wall Street Journal.
He's very involved in giving back to his community and wants to find someone who will work to make the world a better place alongside of him.
He does grind his
teeth.
That's
cute.
Though.
Oof.
I'm only looking at his picture.
Oh.
He says 90% of what he eats
he looks
is
like a
meat.
Teeth grinder.
You can't just say things that are not true as statements.
Sure. I Nothing get called out for nitpicking earlier.
Amanda's over here going, he eats pussy.
Yeah, 90% of what he eats. That's alarming. A lot. That's
has
a
hemorrhoids.
Big percent. Yeah. The man has Preparation trouble in the toilet, and that's just what it is.
Oh, my God.
We that's... create the... Okay, so the other guy is a coke addict. Tino has IBS. What else? What else?
He wants 4 kids. Okay, I used to say that.
Why is everyone so particular about the exact number?
How old is he? 27?
I think it's akin to the nephew thing of, like, expecting to get, like, bonus points for being like, not only
Love
do
kids.
I want kids, I can give a, like, slap a number on it. Like, yeah, how I mean, genuine am I?
It is a question that men are often asked.
I just feel like when a man is like, this is how many kids I want, it's like an order I have to fulfill, you know?
No, I
She's
get it.
The cook in the back of the kitchen yeah, and they slide like, the order receipt. Stop, 5
kids. That's what we're doing? Okay.
But it is a question like, men are often asked. It is, you know.
As women aren't, do you think?
I'm sure they are.
How many you got in there?
Or many like are maybe working. Even women to men when you're on a date because you're like, if you want 6 kids and I want 2, then, you know, that's yeah. a good conversation to have. But
yep. yeah,
you take the ticket, you're like,
this
many? A lot? Yeah. It's a lot.
Tyler. Tyler seems like fun down for everything. Tyler seems like he talks like
he,
this.
He looks like he'd be on a Disney show.
Yeah.
Like Why doing the dishes.
Does anyone else feel like his head and his arms are different sizes?
Just a weird posture.
He's ready to go big, so we hope that doesn't send him home.
I hope, yeah, he could be too much, maybe. Yeah.
Naked on the entry.
He mm-hmm. could do like a gimmick thing for sure. He likes country music that he can dance to.
So not all country music.
Otherwise, just get it the fuck out of the radio because Tyler does not want to listen yep. to it.
And he's not going to vibe to it. He's going to dance.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, he's not going to be that long. Zach, 25.
Why does he look like Chris S.?
He looks 35.
He looks older.
Not that he looks old, but he just has a mature face. He'll look like that. He'll be a handsome 35-year-old.
All right. Well,
he's old-fashioned.
Is an old-fashioned romantic. He loves his mama, his dogs, and football. But promises he has more love to go around. Thank God. I was worried. Yeah. He's charismatic, personable, and has a huge heart that he is so ready to share forever with the right woman. Wow. He's serious about finding a love that will lead to marriage.
He's
so whatever.
Gassy.
Yeah, what? That's immediately what I saw, which I wasn't fond of.
Where do you see that?
He says eggs don't agree with him.
Oh.
It's
that
like,
just sounds like someone's like, I pass gas a lot.
I fart a lot, yeah. This guy looks like, I will say, he kind of looks like he farts a lot. I'm sorry,
He's mastered
Zach.
The Top Gun high five. Fucking every eighth grader has mastered the Top Gun high five. Also, you don't have to master
it.
It's just... high low, bro.
I love that they say Zach is excited to lay it on thick.
Ew.
I don't know what that means.
But I don't like it.
I don't like it whatsoever.
And then the egg comment. There's a lot going
on
there.
That's it.
Zach's our last one.
We did it.
Wow.
God.
Do we have any favorites? Boy, when you go through them all like that, they really just melt into one.
They blend together.
Mario, the guy with a nice smile.
Mario.
Obviously, I support Ryan from Boston.
I don't know. I think Avon. I think Avon's going to be a front runner.
I like John the teacher, but yeah. I don't think he's going to be... Who's the guy? I think
Spencer is going to be around for a while.
I just want to see the back of Jacob's head.
Ryan's
going to
be around for a while.
PT Justin B.
Who's the one that was like the workout... Oh, all of them. But who's the one that was...
Sweat in and out of the gym?
Yeah.
Mario, for sure, is going to be around for a while.
I kind of think Kirk could be... in it to win it.
I think Logan, your boy Logan.
Dun, dun, dun.
He'll be a willing participant for a while.
He gives good like bachelor energy, I will say, and like his look. Like I do think those San Diego guys who like to work out and whatever, blah, blah, like just statistically, they do really well on the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And that the physical therapist, is that who you like, right? Justin. Yeah. I think he could go far.
Yeah, I think he could go far with Gabby, though.
It's looking like an older
Kirk,
cast of Riverdale.
Rachel, Justin, Gabby.
I hope Kirk is cool, though. He does give that pastor energy, for sure.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know.
I really think Johnny's going to surprise us. As far as the 25-year-olds go,
I do wonder with these young guys. Like, John, I just don't know.
John, 26-year-old English teacher, he'll have a moment.
Yeah.
The twins will just annoy us for three episodes.
Colin, the guy with the Van Heusen catalog, he, I think, gives me that, what's his name, Bennett energy, the guy who was real posh.
With the scarf.
So he could actually maybe have his, you know, character go for a while.
Bennett is, he's a handsome guy. That Bennett guy.
Yeah.
He's
got a really cute new girlfriend too.
When he wears a beard, I've seen some pictures. He's an attractive man.
He's a polo catalog kind of guy too. Yeah. I think we got ourselves a crew here.
I think we did it. Elise, thank you for going on this journey with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
No better person to go through than you.
What a fun, oh my God, that's so nice. What a fun episode.
We'll have to have you back for a recap.
Oh, definitely. I would love.
Elise, where can the people find you?
Instagram and TikTok is It's Elise Guilfoyle, E-I-L-I-S-E.
Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye.